Well, then, on that mercenary ground, will you agree to let me hector a little? No, sir, not on that ground, but on the ground that you did forget it and that you care whether or not a dependent is comfortable in his dependency, I agree heartily. And will you consent to dispense with a great many conventional forms and phrases without thinking that the omission arises from insolence? I'm sure, sir, I should never mistake informality for insolence. One I rather like, the other nothing freeborn would submit to, even for a salary. Humbug! Most things freeborn will submit to anything for a salary. Therefore, keep to yourself, and don't venture on generalities of which you are intensely ignorant. However, I mentally shake hands with you for your answer, despite its inaccuracy, and as much for the manner in which it was said as for the substance of the speech. The manner was frank and sincere. One does not often see such a manner. No, on the contrary, affectation or coldness or stupid, coarse-minded misapprehension of one's meaning are the usual rewards of candour. Not 3 in 3,000 raw schoolgirl governesses would have answered me as you have just done. But I don't mean to flatter you. If you are cast in a different mould to the majority, it is no merit of yours. Nature did it. And then, after all, I go too fast in my conclusions. For what I yet know, you may be no better than the rest. You may have intolerable defects to counterbalance your few good points. And so may you, I thought. My eye met his as the idea crossed my mind. He seemed to read the glance, answering as if its import had been spoken as well as imagined. "Yes, yes, you're right," said he. "I have plenty of faults of my own. I know it, and I don't wish to palliate them, I assure you. God wot I need not be too severe about others. I have a past experience, a series of deeds, a colour of life to contemplate within my own breast, which might well call many sneers and censures from my neighbours to myself.